We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of the Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Zok to Mishnah, Amakes Chaver Be'Megrif. If someone hits his friend with a stone or with his fist, Vam Duel Amisa, evaluate him that he's going to die from this wound. Then the halacha is that if Hitaka dies from this wound, the person who did this is Chayiv Misa, even though it took a few days. It's still his Chayiv Misa. But what happened, this story was that Vaheko Mashahaya, he got better a little bit. And they reevaluated him and said, no, he's not going to die. And then afterwards it went bad again and he died. So halacha is that you're chayiv. Because the ma'aseh is from this person's wound, and therefore he's the murderer, he's chayiv. So Rashi learns means that since he got better, it's reglayim adava, they died from something else, not from the wound, because he got better. But the Rambam learns that the word reglayim adava, go back on the ratio, that the reason why yechayiv is because reglayim adava. The guy doesn't just die out of the blue. He died because of the wound, and that's why yechayiv. But in any case, the machlokes Rabbanan and Nechemya, if he gets a little better in between, and then he dies, are yechayiv or not? According to the Rabbanan, yechayiv. According to Nechemya, pot. Tan Rabban, as Zudarsh Rab Nechemya. Nechemya darshened his halacha from a pasuk. In the pasuk it says, "Im yakum v'yisalech b'chutz al mashanta." So let's read the whole parasha there a little bit, just to get an idea of the halacha of this story. It says that that someone hurts his friend, chirivun anashim, v'hika ishes re'eu be'evin be'egroi, v'lo yam spinafel amishkaf. He didn't die, and he fell to bed. If he gets up and walks on a stick, v'nika hamaka, so then the guy who hit him is a potter. Rakshif ta'itim rapi. You just have to give sheves and ripui, you know, nezek tarek b'sheves b'ishis. That's all you have to give. Now the question is, like, what's the havim mean? It says, if he gets up and walks outside, the murderer is potter. Shkoyach, why would he be chayiv? The guy didn't die. So that's going to be really one of the questions. And that's one of the questions, and that's Shaila had a darsh in these words. So Rav Nechemya comes ahead and says, "As do darsh Rav Nechemya." It says, "Miyokum v'salach b'chutz atapa omabeiz al mashanta v'nika amaka v'chisal adayit chosh zem halak b'shuk v'zed harag." You need a pasuk to tell me that if someone's walking around, that the murderer, the guy who hit someone gets killed. The guy's walking around. Elam zok Rav Nechemya. You know what we're talking about? Zeshom du lamisa. They evaluated him for misa. V'hoke al mashahoya, and he got better. And this is Yidarsh the Pasuk. Yidarsh and Shem Yokum Mina Mishka Vehisalech Bechutz. You got up from your bed and you walked a little bit. Vamdu Lemeshenes Chayim Venika Amake. It's part, even if he dies afterwards. Him Yokum Vehisalech Bechutz Mashanta Venika Amake, even afterwards he dies. That's why we're going to Yidarsh on the Pasuk. And that's how he knows that if it gets better a little bit in between, then the Potter. So Rabbanon, who argue, what do you do with Venika Amake? Rabbanon, Hai Venika Amake, my Darsh. You know what this teaches us? That until he gets better, you lock him up. He shouldn't run away. Because if the person dies, he's Michayev Misa. So this teaches us a derais tegedin, that you lock him up until you see what happens with the patient. And that's what it means, that if he's walking outside, then v'nika maka, we let him go. Until now he's locked up, we let him go. Rav Nechemya Chavisha, huh? V'nika maka means only when he walks around does he get out. V'nika maka. Until now he's locked up, he's in jail. Until now he's locked up. V'Rav Nechemya, how does he know Chavisha? How does he know you lock him up? V'Rav Nechemya Chavisha Malay. So he says, he learns out, Menal Yafel Mekoshish. He learns out from the Mekoshish. It says by Mekoshish, by Necheu B'Mishmar, it says that they found someone being Mekoshish Eitzim, it says in the Pasuk, and they, it says, V'Yibnei Yisrael B'Midr V'Yimtzish Mekoshish Eitzim V'Yom HaShabbos, V'Yikribo Yisrael Moitzim Moitzim Mekoshish Eitzim Moitzim 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 Moitzim. And we'll see in a second, they knew he was Chayiv Misa, they didn't know which one. So they put him in Mishmar, because they didn't know what to do. So Rabbi Nechemya says, I see right there, you lock him up. Rabbono Nami Lelfi Mekoshish. Why didn't Rabbono learn from Mekoshish? Why didn't even Nika Maka learn from Mekoshish? So the answer is, Mekoshish Bar Katolahu. Moshe lo have yodoi katle, b'may la'afuke. By Mekoshish, Rabbono, then we knew he was Chayiv Misa. So of course we lock him up. He is Chayiv Misa already. So that's why we lock him up, just they didn't know which Misa. But here, hi, this loyadine barkatolahu, this guy who hit someone, we don't know if he's chayiv mis at all, iloy barkatolahu, maybe you don't put him into jail. That's not a raya from Mekoshish. So that's taina, sounds a good taina. Sure, Nechemya says you're right. You know, yav megadif. I learn out from megadif. The loyav yodai barkatolahu, bechavshum. We'll learn out from the story of the megadif, which is in the parashat Emor, that there it says, they locked him up also, even though they didn't know at all if he's chayav misa. It says in the pasuk, "Vayikoyv ben Yisho Yisraelis Hashem vayikal avi oisam Moshe v'shem imo yishlomis bas divri l'mati don vayanecheu b'mishmar lifra yishlom al pi Hashem." They didn't know what to do with him. They put him in mishmar. So zokt Rab Nechemya. That's what my raya is. They lock him up, even though they don't know which misa to do. But Rabbi Chaim, Yalf Megadav, Yodah, Yibagdolu, Chavshu. Rabbanon says, no, Megadav Roya Shah Hisa. Megadav, the whole story is a Roya Shah. Because it's even more than Stam a Roya Shah that they locked them up, because the whole Misa there was a Roya Shah. Like this, Rashi explains. Bishlom by Mekoshish, it was Shaykh to have Asra. Why? Because I warned him, if you're Mekoshish, you're going to get Misa. I didn't know which Misa, I don't have to say which Misa. So like, because you have to say which Misa, the Rabbanon will hold, you don't have to say which Misa. But my Gadif, heck, you ever kill him? He never got Asra. He didn't know he's Chayiv Misa even. You know what it is? Therefore, the whole thing is one big Ara Shah, so many Araya from locking him up there. But Rabbanah, my Gadif, Raya Shah, Isa. Kitanya learned in a Braisa. Yedeya Moshe Rabbeinu Shemakosha Misa. We knew that the Makosha was Chayiv Misa. Shnei Mechala Moshe. Says someone's Mechala Shabbos. He dies. Elo Yedeya Be'ezah Misa Nerak. We didn't know which Misa was Nerak, which landed up being Skila. We didn't know that. Shnema, the Pasuk says, Kaloi Poirash Ma Ye'osto Loi. What should be done to him? Smashma, I know something has to be done, but I don't know which thing. So we knew he's Chayiv Misa, I didn't know which one. Avagad Lovnem Ba'ela Lifra Shlom Pi Hashem. I didn't know anything. To the Farash Pi Hashem, Shlom Moshe Yedeya Hu Ben Misa Kolikar. You know, Bechla is Chayiv Misa Mlav. So Akaponim, that's really a machlokes for Rechem Yerabon, if you could learn out from Megadif. Rechem said you could learn out. Rabbanon said, no, it's a Rosh Hashanah, you can't learn out. And therefore, what? The Rosh Hashanah was that there was no Hasra there. There was no Hasra there to give Misa. The whole thing was a bomb big chiddush. And therefore, you can't learn out from there. Rechem said you could learn out. So Rabbanon learned out from Vinika and Maka, you have to lock him up. Rechem said, no, it's extra. Teach us that Amdu Lemisa, and he got better, you don't give him Misa. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze that there's really more than one thing extra in the pasuk. These psukim that we read about this hukah makav helcha mashantai, right? This is the makar for the five things you have to pay: nezek, tzar, ripu, sheves, boishes. You have to pay for everything. So now it could have just said v'chiruvin alosh v'hikesh shereiu be'evin ve'egroif v'nafal mishkov, and it should say shiftayite rapi rapi. It gives the whole thing. V'lo yomus, it says, first of all. And it also says, im yokim v'salei v'chutz, amashant v'nika amaka. What is that here for? You're telling me the din of a chamisha dvarim, just say it like it is. You hurt someone, you got to pay the chamisha dvarim. What's the whole v'lo yomus, v'nafal mishkov, v'im yokim v'salei v'chutz, amashant v'nika amaka? There's a few things extra in this pasuk. Really two things. There's v'lo yomus, and im yokim v'salei, are both extra. So bishar on Nechemya, haynu chsiv trei umdani. That's why it says two umdanis. It says lo yomus, and also says im yokim v'salach v'chutz. It says it twice. Why? Chad teaching us umdu l'misa v'chaya. One teaching us like this. What happens if they evaluate him for misa and he lands up living? So you would have a havamina, maybe it's chayav misa. The maisa, he killed someone. He really killed someone. The guy had a nace. He landed up living. Maybe he's given misa. Kamashwa not. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that, look at the first wide line of Rashi. Lo yitema hoyel v'yotza bezn chayav niktalei. But there will be a havmina that is illiklay. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos doesn't like it. He says, no mahala. There's no havmina like that. Tosfos is different pshat. But we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. V'chad, amdua l'misa, v'heikel ma'ashoya. Another chiddush in that pasuk is, in those pshukim are, that amdua l'misa, v'heikel, and then he died eventually, that he's still potter. That's the chiddush of two times. It says, lo yomus yoyokum v'salach b'chutz. El rabbanon, trei amdri lomali. What are the two chiddushim in the pasuk? So Gemara answers, Chad amdu l'misa v'chaya, like Rabbi Chaimi. One of the chiddush is that they value for misa in the land of living, they're not chayim misa. The next one's a chiddush. V'chad amdu l'chaim v'meis. The halacha is, if amdu l'chaim, and then he died, he doesn't get misa, and he pays chamisha dvarim, which is a murder, a chiddush. You're paying chamisha dvarim to a dead person, but that's what you do. Amdu l'chaim v'meis, the halacha is, in this psukim, rakshit yidim rapi rapi, you give the chamisha dvarim, even though he dies. And you don't get misa. Even though you made a mistake in the valuation. Rav Nechemya, amdu l'chaim v'meis, lo yitzarach. Huh?
And he gives shevis to that person.
Right, you have to figure out the evaluation. They evaluated how long does it take to get better. They evaluated right away how long does it take them to get better, and that's what you have to pay. Whatever the valuation was. Rabbi Chaim, how you pay Ripu also? He's not better. You have to evaluate. Rabbi Chaim, that's Pasher. Rabbi Chaim Emes, Loi Tzor Koi. You know your Pasher say you're Potter. The Chiddush is that you're Potter and you're Chaim from Yisvarim. They don't say you're Potter from Misa. Why? Shrei Yotzer Bezen Zakai. We had a Svar yesterday. Yesterday's block. Shrei Yotzer Bezen Zakai. Once he went out Bezen Zakai, Rabbi Chaim, even though it turned out a stickle mistake, whatever, because the guy died, but still, once you're Zakai, you don't need a Pasher for that. According to Rabbanon, it's a Pasher say you're Potter from Misa. According to Rabbi Chaim, you're not. So according to Rabbanon, the two Chiddushim are, first of all, if you're Amdua Lemes, both are kulas. If Amdul Ameis and then he lives, he doesn't get Misa. And the Chizos Amdul Chaim and then Ameis, he also doesn't get Misa. Two Chidushim and Misa. That's the code of that. And Rabbi Chaim was two Chidushim that you don't get Misa. One's the case Amdua Lameis and he lived. The other one is Amdua Lameis and he got better and then he died, you still don't give him Misa. That's Rabbi Chaim's Chidush. Tanu Rabbanon, Hamakes Chaveroi, someone hurts his friend, Amdua Lameisa. And they value him that he's going to die. V'choy, he lived. Paitimoisa, Yipata. That's a cool yama, like we just spoke out. That's a cool yama. If I'm doing a misa, and then he lived, Paitimoisa. I'm doing a misa, and then Vahokil Mashahoya, and then he got better. So you reevaluate him now. I'm Moisa, I'm a Chaini, Lamamai. Now you figure out how much you have to pay him. Vim La'acha, Kain Hichbiru Meis, Holoch Acha, I'm a Demtsoy. You go bust in the middle of one, which means you keep on giving the Chizid Varm, and you don't get misa anymore. Divir Rabbi Nechemia. That's Rechav Yeshita, right? Listen from a pasuk that if he gets better in between, you go after that oimid. Rechav oimrim ein oimid acha oimid, which means that ein oimid acha oimid lachoshiv gears of ezin zakai and be potter. And if he dies afterwards, he's mace. Avadi go back if he lands but living, go back to that oimid to give him chemish dvarim. But it means is ein oimid acha oimid that the second oimid doesn't make him zakai. So if he lands dying, that second oimid is not negay, and therefore it's not called yotzav ezin zakai. That's what chagis Rechav Yehoshua. Tanya yidach not a brisa. I'm doing a misa. If I'm doing a misa, the halacha is oimrim sel chayim. If he gets better, we say that it's the same halacha like before. Just saying in different words. I'm doing a misa, and now he gets better. I'm doing a chayim. You start paying chavish dvarim. You don't kill him, even though you I'm doing a misa. Lechayim. If you're oimrim sel chayim, oimrim sel misa. Which also we said before. If you're valuing for chayim, they land up dying. No, you got to be in zakai or fear abundance of pasuk. I'm doing a misa of a hokka mashaya, I'm the maysai, mashaya, he got better, I'm maysai, I'm a chain, I'm a mummy. When the acha came hech, but afterwards it got worse, who mays, mashalim, nezek, vitsar, liyarshim. Who is this? This is mamish like Rabbi Nechemia. You pay nezek, vitsar, liyarshim, I'm a sign, mashalim, mashashi, ko, vishtomach, Rabbi Nechemia, stomach, Rabbi Nechemia. But how do you figure out the nezek and tsar? From the time when he called. It means the second Oymid, he's already a much schwacher person. So don't say, oh, now he figured out. We have to figure out from when he got hit. You figure out how much was before, how much is now. That means pay him. It says Nezek Vitzar. Zog Rashi, Nezek Vitzar Liyarshim, Vahu Adin Laripuy, Sheves Abayshes. Go, you have everything. Because Rashi Shit is, you pay all five things. Like you asked before, like how do you, so Yad Rama actually says, you don't pay Ripuy, because it's not possible to have Ripuy on someone who's, someone who's dead. But like upon him, Rashi is Yechayev all five things, guess whatever the evaluation is, and you evaluate him, Mishal Shiko. And this is a stoma like the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia holds that if he dies afterwards, you don't give the person Misa.